You're listening to an American Free Press podcast. That was the beginning of the song Losing My Mind by the protest rock band Poker Face, which I've included in its entirety at the conclusion of this interview. Paul Tepeti, the voice of Poker Face, joins me today to discuss the recent targeting of him and the band by the Anti-Defamation League. When did the band Poker Face come into existence?
1989, but we didn't go political until 94. It was the one-year anniversary of the Waco massacre by our government. They acted as judge, jury, and executioners of these Americans. I don't care what sect they are, but they deserve the rights as Americans that are afforded to all of us. And it hasn't stopped. And it was the one-year anniversary, and we were working on our second disc called Next. And halfway through it, it went from being a pop love, boy-girl love, you know, love rock band into a political protest, spiritual awakening type of band and its lyrics and in its message to those around us that we meet.
So it was really inspired by what happened at Waco.
It's more like God said, Paul, you're here for me. It's time you start working in what you were put here to do.
And what is that? What do you think that is, Paul?
Too much is given, much is expected. I've been very blessed, especially just being born in this nation. I'll give you a quick story since you don't know much about me. Right. I have parents that were both teachers. Mom's got a master's, dad's got a PhD. Very bright people. My dad speaks nine languages and reads three others. My mom taught first and second grade for 30 years. So I've had educators as my parents, but we also had 3 months of the year to go explore the rest of the world. On teacher salary wasn't much, so we never, you know, jetted anywhere. We never stayed in hotel rooms, but we camped. And camped like just every other common person out there. And we got to see the country. We got to see the world. I got to see how the other half lived. And I got to see that I was very blessed being born in this country. And, you know, when I hear people talk about poverty here, I laugh at them. It's like, you don't even know what poverty is. You haven't gone outside the boundaries. You don't know. But they don't know a lot of things, and it's in their ignorance. You know, Hosea 4:6, you know, my people suffer for lack of knowledge. We're here again. We're here. Nothing new under the sun, brother.
Right. I'm with you. Unfortunately, I'm with you. I wish it wasn't the case. But so you were inspired to change the genre of your music from
something of substance. Substance, yeah.
And this was what year was this? 95?
94, so it would have been April 19th, 1994.
April 19th, right. Okay. Why is April 19th significant?
That's when the government burned down the church at Waco.
Oh, that was the date. Okay.
And it was a one-year anniversary. I'm looking at the news, getting disgusted again. And just sitting there, just strumming the guitar, and that afternoon, America popped out, and it started the focus, righteous indignation, rage against those that are here to take more than their fair share, man. God made enough for all of us, you know, and the dividing line is like, with all the power and all the wealth that these parasites have, I want none of it. I'm not envious of it. I'm not jealous of it. But what little I have, they're still trying to take that from me, if not kill me. Okay.
Let's talk about that. So you started to write with substance, as you say, in 94, April 19th, which was the anniversary of the Waco bombing. And, of course, I think that's also the day that the Oklahoma City building came down. Is that right?
Yep, and the BP oil thing.
BP oil was that day? And isn't it Hitler's birthday?
He's the 20th.
Oh, he's the 20th? Okay, it was close. I knew it was something around there. So that date does have some significance, obviously. Now, when did you get the attention of the Anti-Defamation League?
It was 2006. It started in January. It started over a gig that we were to play at in Rutgers University in the state of New Jersey in 2006, February. And the ADL sicked their one diversity group called OPP on us with the lead parasite by the name of DeMott, as we call him. You can look him up. I don't really care to give him any exposure. But they started attacking us through him. They called up the university claiming that we're Jew haters and anti-Semites and neo-Nazis and all these things that we're not. I didn't know that having an opinion that differs from the one that the Israeli government wants you to have over Israel or anything about the Holocaust. You can't question the Holocaust yet. You can microscope the death, Christ's life, or, you know, blaspheme them, and, you know, you get to collect your $200 and pass go. But if you tell the truth or different versions of what you know the truth to be when it comes to the Second World War event that has now transpired into its own, you know, Kabbalah would, you know, shove down our throats every day in every movie and every, you know, TV show about the Holocaust. And it's like, you know, we didn't really care too much about the Holocaust issue until people started going to jail for it. And for us, it was all about rights, which is anything that we take under, you know, when we go after or to expose, you know, shed some light on something, it's because there's been a violation of my human rights, my right to exist, my right of freedom, my right to travel. And when you put somebody in jail because they have a difference of opinion or they actually have the temerity to voice that difference of opinion, they're now in jail to the tune of over 250,000 people throughout jails in Canada, Austria, Germany, Israel, Australia. Some of them have been our friends. Ernst Zundel just recently got released. He's been in Zags prison for the last 7 years. For what? For a speech criminal? Come on, this isn't George Orwell's 1984, or is it?
It is.
I mean, are we truly free, or do we need to start fighting back against tyranny? Let's have the Second American Revolution instead of the Civil War they're trying to, you know, impose on us by having you know, the 30 to 40 million criminal illegal aliens in this country.
Right. And, of course, they just announced a lawsuit against Arizona, right?
Yeah, well, you know, it's time to have a lawsuit against the illegal alien that's the president of the United States right now, the Kenyan ambassador, you know.
April 19th, 94, you went from soft, no message music to a message, right?
Correct.
When did you connect the dots from what happened at Waco to, as you say, ZOG, which is Zionist-Occupied Government?
Yeah, well, you know, when your vice president loudly proclaims that he is a Zionist, even though he went to my Catholic high school in Delaware, yeah, our government is Zionist-occupied. I didn't say Jewish-occupied, I said Zionist-occupied.
Right, exactly, right.
Semantic purposes.
Right. Now,
when?
Yeah, like you were inspired by Waco, you didn't connect the dots to ZOG right away, right?
But brother, when you have two parents like I do and the first words out of my mouth are Rothschild, Rockefeller, and bankers are bad, you kind of have had the history and the learning from, you know, an intellectual class. So I was very, very apparent. I just stopped paying attention to it through my high school and my college years because I was busy trying to get to know who I am and just trying to find my way in the world until everything you try to do that supposedly should be free, you're butting up, you know, against tyranny. And then you start to trace back the tyranny through – you follow the money, and the money kept coming back to this one specific tribe for, you know, more than 60% of the wealth and power. And when you can't talk about that, the 800-pound gorilla in the room smashing up 60% of life around you because, you know, they're going to call you an anti-Semitic or something.
Anti-Semitic. You said that
yeah,
on
like
purpose.
That one, huh?
I like all of it, Paul.
Yeah.
So you had this inside of you, but it wasn't until Waco that it kind of released it, right?
Well, you know what it is like, I'll give you a story, brother. Okay. I'm almost 5 years old. We're in the country of Morocco, and Morocco, they don't have porta-johns. They don't have toilets. They have little holes in the floor, and you have to aim. Okay. And that's you going to the bathroom. Poverty. Okay. Abject poverty like you've never seen. My family, we stopped off on the side of the road. There's some palm trees. There's some shade in a very hot country, very desert, very sandy. And, you know, we ate our lunch, we cut open a watermelon, we ate the watermelon, we left the seeds and the rinds behind because it's biodegradable. And as soon as we got back into the car to leave, out of nowhere came 12 little black kids to eat the rinds and the seeds that we left behind.
Wow.
Okay, so when you have those kind of things that are affecting you as a child, to know that you are not more special, but that you were blessed, then, you know, somebody's got to speak up for those little nameless, you know, faceless, you know, kids that I saw. You know, somebody's got to speak up for the ones that were murdered in Waco. Somebody's got to speak up for the ones that murdered Randy Weaver's wife and son. Okay, somebody's got to be – we're like the musical minstrels of the Second American Revolution, being the ones saying, like, what's got to be said when others fear to tread. You know, a single man with courage is a majority. Okay, and if we have to be that light – for others to get the Stones to do the American thing again, then hey, join up, man. This is the party train to freedom, man. And you know, let the music inspire you to do your American thing, rise up against tyranny. You know, resistance to tyranny is obedience to God. And you know, that's where we're at, man. We're here to be free Americans, not to be part of the North American Unionites.
You mentioned your music. I just want to let our listeners know that they go to pokerface.com, right?
Yes.
Yeah, pokerface.com, and this is the band's website, and you can buy the how many do you have, Paul, 4 CDs?
We have 5 discs. Oh, 5. We have 5 discs out and 2 in production right now. The next one is going to be called Tyranny Befalls America.
Nice title. I did listen to a couple of your songs, and it's my kind of music. I mean, I don't know. Of course, I can't speak for anyone else, but I really enjoyed it. So thank you for that. Now, you knew about the money because your parents obviously taught you well, and even when you were 5. And how old are you now, Paul?
I'm 43 now.
43. So when you were 5, which is, what, 38 years ago, you were using the term biodegradable, which is a little bit ahead of its time, obviously. So you made the connection. When did they start coming after you? It was 2006, was it?
2006 for the Libertarian State Convention, the state convention that we played the year before in 2005. Same place, same time, when kids weren't in school. It was during the, you know, the Christmas recess. So it's like, you know, the left or the chosen knight's pets of the OPP were sicked on us. Because we aren't a lily white band, you know. I'm half Mexican on my dad's side. The drummer, for you know, half the time is Puerto Rican. So it's like, you know, they can't like have a white on white go after us. You know, they had to do a diversity on diversity, you know, attack.
Mm-hmm.
And because we speak out the truth about 9/11, we speak out the truth about the Holocaust. We speak out the truth of the crimes both the Republicans and Demopublicans do upon America. We are equal opportunity exposers of all criminals, but it's the ones that are consistently screaming and complaining to the college president at Rutgers or the vendors that might show up there or the people putting on the event. They have attacked. We've lost 12 good gigs because they've used the threats. And last time I checked, that's illegal to do. And, you know, they've done it again here in Allentown most recently for a gig we're supposed to have in August. And you know, enough's enough. They finally gave us our own page on the ADL website. We had 3 previous honorable mentions for our pro-American activities. 2 were for anti-illegal immigration. They keep calling us anti-immigrants. And it's like, my dad's an immigrant, but he came here legally.
Right. That's the key word. Yeah, now on the ADL website, which is ADL.org, because they're not in it for commercial reasons.
They should be labeled the terrorist organization that they truly are to America.
There's a lot of history that really many Americans, if not all Americans, need to really absorb and understand what we're dealing with. Because we're talking, we know about the history of this organization, but your average American, unfortunately, is too busy with other things.
Well, if you want to get your learn on, folks listening to this, go to our website, pokerface.com, and on the upper right, there should be something called Forum. Click on it. We got days, weeks, months, years worth of information. It's there for you. You can learn about all the crimes against your beloved country.
All right, I took a look at those forums. A lot of information, so that's a great recommendation. They should do that if you don't already know about this, of course. Now, on the ADL's website, extremism, that's the topic, and the Hutari. Is that how you say it? Hutari or
Huttery,
Hutari, you know, Hutari yeah. Militia was a fan of anti-government band Poker Face.
Oh my God!
You guys are an anti-government, anti-immigrant, patriot with quotes around it, of course, because that's not real. Patriotism isn't real. A rock band based in Allentown, Pennsylvania. You posted a PR on your website questioning the government's motives in arresting members of the militia. An anti-government extremist group, the militia allegedly planned to carry out violent acts. They had used one of your songs in a training video on their website and posted a link to your website.
We took 500,000 page views in 4 days. Normally, every day is like 500. So, yeah, we got some extra love that week.
This is while Poker Face claimed in the press release that they do not condone the actions for which the 9 members of... Say it again for me, Paul.
Hutari is like, look, in America, you're innocent until proven guilty. At least last time I checked. So, you know, you're to be tried in the court of law, not the court of the press. And the prostitutes are the ones that are, you know, 24/7, 365, just blathering the same Pavlovian dog pre-programmed names into the sheeple's minds. You know, white, to the right, hate, you know, neo-Nazis, KKK, like anything to try to, like, you know, take people off the message. But, you know, it's dying. They've cried wolf one too many times. Okay, when you say the 77-year-old mom that has worked for America her whole life, that she's suddenly racist because she opposes Obama death care, it's like, you know, go to hell, man.
Right.
We're 16 years ahead of the curve, man, so we've been taking a lot of the flag over.
Absolutely,
the
absolutely. The pioneers are the ones with the arrows in their backs. So then they go on to say there's no surprise that the militia would use your song on their website. The band has written numerous songs with anti-government lyrics and has also promoted anti-government conspiracy theories.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. On its latest album, Peace or War, released in late 2009, one song in particular, Losing My Mind, stands out for its violent tone. The first stanza proclaims that it's time to hunt bankers, judges, lawyers, and officials, and then declares, now you know we've got our eyes on you, so you better do things right, or we'll hang you from the highest trees while we party through the night.
Okay, first of all, they don't print the whole verse. They take all the lyrics out of context. So yeah, the lyric goes like this: it's time to hunt bankers and the judges and lawyers who are whores too. The same for officials who violate the golden rule. Now you know we got our eyes on you, so you better do things right, or we'll hang you from the highest trees while we party through the night. Okay? How is that any different than the feelings of our forefathers in 1776? Please tell me how I am different in my thinking on that.
And the way they edited it.
Yeah, oh, like, totally, brother. I mean, they highlighted the worst of it, but, you know, it's like, come on, is that the best you got? Seriously.
You know, I should have said that if there's anything incorrect here, just jump in and let me know. And I should have, because that's very important.
Isn't that a totally different slant now that I'm telling you, like, what the whole lyric is? It's like, but they printed this in my local newspapers, one owned by the Tribune, okay, by the kosher dude by the name of Zell.
Right.
And I forget who the Express Times owner is, but the editor is Jewish, and him and Barry Morrison here, the local PR douche from Philadelphia, Barry Morrison, has direct access to the editors. He can print anything that they want verbatim, and, you know. It's very unfair how they have the system, and
right.
You know, it takes a person with a lot of stones to go up against them, because they are the consummate evil. They are the anti-American, most lethal anti-American group out there, and we need to start being Americans and standing up to them, because if we all do, we'll show them to be the little green man behind the curtain that is scared. He's very afraid of us. That's why they attack us.
Right. Then it goes on to say that the second stanza is equally disturbing. It announces that now it's time to repatriate all the slave wagers invading our homeland, and adds, then let's execute traitors who've been setting up the global plan. Now they're trying to take our guns away, so we have no means to fight. Was that right? Or
fighting back the state of tyranny that's spreading through the night.
Okay. Another song on the album, It's Not What You Say, begins with the lines, rise up, militias throughout the world, it's time to end the orderless globalist plan. So you can't have your own opinion, I guess.
Well, no, and the Fourth Reich of the Rich would be the Rockefellers, the Rothschilds, the Bronfmans, the Kuhns, Loeb, Schiffs, you know, Oppenheimers, the ones that are destroying the world, whose greed has bloodstained hands, and last time I checked, murder, you know, has no limit of statutes of limitations. And if these people can take your house or your boat away because of a pot seed, then guess what? Rockefeller, $100 trillion asset trust. Your money's ours, man. Rothschild, your $500 trillion trust. Guess what? That money's the world's too. You know, it's not either that or you die. You know, we'll have a trial for you. We'll have Nuremberg too. Okay, but we're gonna put you on trial, and either you give the wealth back that you stolen with bloodstained hands, or we put you to death, or maybe both. I don't know. Judge by the jury appears. You know, whatever they come up with.
And then it goes on to say poker face. Well, they actually. They left the R off. It says poke face.
poke face.
Yeah, poke face. Poke face is led by anti-Semitic lead singer Paul Tepeti, though Tepeti describes the band as pro-American, with quotes around it, and the band promotes an anti-immigrant, anti-government ideology. Tepeti also holds anti-Semitic views and maintains affiliations with anti-Semites, Holocaust deniers, militia figures, and conspiracy theorists.
But wait, they forgot that he hangs out with Israeli friends and Americans who are Jews too. So I have a pretty wide gambit of interest, or trying to maybe get all of them talking together instead of killing each other.
Mm. Yeah, that's not what they want, Paul. You know that. And February 06, you were a guest on the Piper Report, an internet radio show, right? Hosted by Michael Collins Piper.
He's great, man. We love him.
He is great. An anti-Semitic writer for the virulently anti-Semitic and conspiratorial newspaper, American Free Press. See, they gave him a plug.
You know what? You really got to count how many anti-Semites or virulents or xenophobics they put in one puff piece, man. It's so funny. It's like, do you have any other word?
It's like, great, isn't it? It's great. In June 2003, Poker Face members, including Tippetti, attended and sang at a conference sponsored by American Free Press, an anti-Semitic conspiracy-oriented newspaper, and the Barnes Review, a Holocaust denial publication, both published by longtime anti-Semite.
Oh, God.
They never get tired of using that word. Willis Cardo. Speakers included anti-Semitic writer Christopher Ballin, and so on and so forth.
You know what? Look, Dave, we got every time you see anti-Semitic, you go pro-American night.
Right. Okay. Right. Exactly.
We really got to start changing the lexicon of the language, because today anti-Semite doesn't mean one who hates Jews. Okay, it means one who the Jews hate.
Yeah, but how?
And they use it like a weapon.
But, right. Huh? But how can we change it though when they control?
Oh well, brother, I'm changing all the time. I brought one of my best friends who's Jewish to an interview with one of the parasitical newspapers around here, and the guy thought he was going to go down one line of thinking and one line of path with me, and here I am with my friend, you know, with the last name of Weinstein. Okay. And the guy's asking him, like, well, why are you here? He goes, well, take offense that you're calling my friend here an anti-Semite, because he's not. He's got his own opinions on Israel and the Holocaust, but how does that make him a hater of Jews? And the guy's, like, looking at him like, where do I go from here? So, you know, it's one battle at a time, brother. And because they've abused it so much, it's losing its value to the point that everybody's going to go, yeah, who cares?
Right.
Who cares? I'm being holocausted to death in every one of your movies and TV shows, okay?
Right. So, of course, if anybody ever asked you if you were anti-Semitic, you would understand that
I have Arab friends that are Semites. Okay, I mean, it's not just Jews who are Semites.
Right.
But they're the biggest anti-Semites of what they do to the Palestinians. But come on,
that's right.
If they rise up like the Warsaw Ghetto, the Gaza Ghetto. Wait. Their ghetto's different than our ghetto.
Right,
they can't rise up against us. No.
Right. That's right. You saw that movie Defamation. You have that up on your forum.
Oh yeah. That's actually pretty interesting. You know, he made a good case that Abe Foxman abuses the slander and the libel he throws at good people, you know, especially good Americans that have tried to defend this country from parasites like him.
All right, tell our listeners who Abe Foxman is.
Abe Foxhole is the lead bag of the All Defecation League, because they defecate on everybody that they spew anything at. They're supposed to be defenders of the Jewish race, and all they're doing is pissing people off. And they're going to cause and create blowback because of their over-the-top actions against we the free. You know? Look, man, we sell the 80% solution. I don't care what color, what creed, what you believe in for your 0 to 20% hardcore differences, because you know what? The other 80%, we are all getting screwed by the same groups, okay? So can we come together, please? Even just for 15 minutes, let's all wake up out of the soma coma and realize that the us against them is they've been dividing us on our smallnesses. You know, I really don't care if somebody's racist. Don't violate my rights. Don't damage my property. I could care less what you think. If you cross the line, there's already lost a deal with you. All right? Be as supremacist as you want to be. The Chosenites get to do it all the time, but nobody gets to call them on it. All right? Or right. Blacks calling you racist because you're white. It's like, I'm tired of it, you know? Enough is enough, man. Look, you want me to see you colorblind? Then act like an American without a hyphen, okay? And I have a lot of friends that are Americans, period.
Right. The Anti-Defamation League, these guys put this stuff up on their website about you. And when did they put this? Just recently, or?
Right before April 19th, so the editors of both the local papers could put me on the front page, my picture, and then a hit piece on my band, you know, my brothers Dennis and Brad, and... But you know what? All they did was make us more famous, because now we have interviewers from Australia calling us up for interviews, and one's coming for like a week to hang out with us and do like an op-ed piece. And so
you got to send them a thank you card.
Well, no. We just keep giving them love every time we get to talk about their hate love, man. And I have friends that are so upset about this. You know, they started a new band and they called it Hate Tank.
Hate Tank?
Hate Tank. I love it. It's great. They get to hate everything.
So why did they put it up right now, Paul? Here it is. It says posted April 9th of 2010. So just basically 3 months ago. Why did they put it up now? Were you gaining attention? Obviously, you're on their radar screens. Did you get too big?
Since 95, we've been on their radar screens. We couldn't believe that. And that was a quote from Barry Morrison to the local paper. I was like, damn, I didn't know I rated since 95. That was, wow. That's pretty scary, actually.
But here, this posting here on their website, which is pretty amazing because...
It all came out with the Hutari. Remember, the week before the Hutari started getting the hate love 365, 24/7, Obama death care was passed over our wishes. They're doing things that nobody wants. Okay, so instead of going after the commie Marxist that we call the Abominator, they gave him a pass. He gets to go off to Afghanistan. We forget about him. And the news go, hey, anything white and to the right, you're hate speak. That's why we have these hate speak laws now. And that's why we have fusion centers that are manned by ADL and SPLC assets. And they get to direct the LEO law enforcement agencies out there who they're going to sick on. So what did they go after? Anything white, to the right, Christian, and militia. Oh, those scary militias. But the last time I checked in the Constitution, militia is there. Okay? So, we gave use, as we've given to thousands of other groups, the use of our music, as long as it's put in the pro-God, country, family, pro-rights, pro-freedom, and you give a link back to our site so folks can find us and our music, then you're more than welcome to use it, okay, free of charge, mm-hmm. And we have a lot of people, and that's how we spread. So I guess we're getting to the point of critical mass that a lot of people are talking about us, whether we know it or not. I mean, the last time we were in Kentucky, we had this family, homeschooled family, five beautiful kids, man. And all with the little pocket constitution and like say, would you guys sign it for me? We're like, come on, we're nobody's, man. Why do you want us to sign it? You're poker face. Oh, okay, we're poker face, whatever. But the dad's like, yeah, you guys don't know how many people love you out there. I'm like, well, brother, you just shared that with me, and that's beautiful. Thank you.
I told you my story about how I was.
Well, why don't you tell the listeners, brother? It's a cool story. You don't have to name names.
All right. Well, what happened was, let me tell them how I contacted you. The reason was, is I was going through that anti-Semitic rag, the American Free Press. And
virulent.
Yeah,
virulent.
Virulent.
Yeah, virulent. Every time.
Right. And, they make the mistake, like you, of telling the truth. So, of course, that's right. A problem. And I went all the way to the classified section, and in the help wanted part, it said, gutsy lawyer wanted to sue ADL for libel on a contingency fee basis, please call Paul Tepetti, leader of Poker Face, with your phone number there. And I can give out the phone number, right?
Yeah, please.
Sure. 610 is the area code. 442-6658. That's 610-442-6658. And so I saw that in a couple of issues. And as I mentioned to you before the interview, I was sued by the New York Stock Exchange. And I had a great lawyer who helped me out on that case, and I thought, geez, this would be great, because I've thought about this, that really something has to be done in the legal arena. So I had the idea that I would contact you, and if you wanted to do a show, then we could expose this information to listeners, and if they are lawyers, or if they think they know a lawyer who might want to get involved in this, could be a very important case, because if the ADL is found guilty of libel, which they should be, of course, because they would have to produce the evidence of what they're claiming, then this could set a big precedent. So I think it's really important. I'll get to my other story later, but what do you think about that, Paul? Do you think I'm right about that?
Yeah, brother. And, I know there's somebody out there that has the brains and the want to do battle against enemies of freedom of speech. If they can do this to us and take away, what is our livelihood, because we have a difference of opinion, I thought Americans were the most opinionated people on the planet, but yet, now we're, put into little boxes, and if anybody jumps outside those boxes, now you're politically incorrect, and we'll call you all these, names. Like, no, I'm an American. I have my own opinion. So I know that there's a lawyer out there that wants to, one, do what's right, two, it could be a monumental case, because somebody's got to put these pries in the box. And now's the time. If not us, who when, So join up with us. We're a fun bunch of a group of fellows. We're America lovers, man. And, we're lyrical and musical terrorists to the New World Order, but we're patriots to America.
Right. And they can call you at that number. Could you give that number, Paul?
610-442-6658.
Okay. 610-442-6658. If you want to contact Paul Tepetti of Poker Face and get involved in this case, if there could be a case. It's up to you out there. If you think you might have the desire to really do something significant, really significant, then give Paul a call. Now, yeah, so my story simply was that I have a friend out west in California, and I had told him that I might be interviewing you, and he got all excited, and I was a little surprised that he's like, oh, man, you're interviewing Poker Face? And I was like, yeah, why? You know who they are? Hey, I didn't. Now I do, and I should have. It's not only is it my kind of music, but the music has a message, and a very important message that I think a lot of people are beginning to wake up and realize has much, much more salience in this environment, that what these interests are doing is becoming more and more obvious, whether it's their rigging of the stock market or the bond market or the oil market or
gold market,
anything. Right, anything. They're bleeding us. It's the death of a thousand cuts. They're taking everything they can from us, like you said. And
because they're not waking up, and they're trying to grab. It's like they're doing a smash and rob, man. Because they know we're waking up fast, and we're going to take it all back. And they're going to try to kill us off before that. You know, turn us into soil and green. But we win in the end, buddies. And you're still doing God's duty, whether you know it or not. You know. You just represent the dark side, and that's all right.
Paul, I have to say that I really enjoyed the time that we spent together. It was a great, great time, and I just want to let the listeners know that they can go to pokerface.com. That's pokerface.com, and you can listen to – can you listen to some of the music on there, Paul?
Yeah, every disc you can hear like two or three songs from each to see if it's palatable to you. And we have a digital download page if you want to have, access to it immediately, or you can order your own hard copy to the site. So, and we answer all email, pokerface@pokerface.com. We're a very interactive band with our fans.
Mm-hmm. And you have some dates coming up?
This weekend we're going to be outside of Tunkhannock, Pennsylvania for a ATF shoot. It's called Americans Tasting Freedom. And our drummer's bad. Go ahead.
It sounds anti-Semitic.
Yeah, you know what, man? I guess anything that's free. You know, I think my band is seriously considering starting our own radio show, and we're going to call it Truth is the New Hate Talk Radio.
It's true. It's true, though.
It's true.
Now, you were just out in Cleveland, you said, right? What happened out there?
It was for we want to start growing Freedom Festival on the 4th of July with our fellow protest band friends called Johnny Filco. It's at a campground with a little lake and just beautiful. You know, lots of people showed up, but, I think they enjoyed themselves enough that they'll tell two friends, and hopefully next year it'll be, 10 times the size.
Nice. But they've already stopped, you said, 12 gigs?
Yeah, since 2006.
Since 06. So perhaps you can, if somebody steps up to the plate, a lawyer, perhaps you could, sue them for lost income.
Yeah, three of them were with the Ron Paul. Even though we did 12 for Ron Paul, three of them that were really going to be big ones for us. Yeah, we got taken off of the bill because not that anti-Semitic band, Poker Face. Right. Ron Paul is a little bit weak when it comes to standing up, against that lobby. So, he does what he does.
Right. I got you. And I looked at your MySpace page, and Ron Paul's on there. He's a fan of you guys, isn't he?
Yeah, and his wife. We're on her top, top 20. Look, we're the 80% club, and Ron Paul has more than 80% in the same, ideology as us. Plus, we did do several videos or had friends do several videos of trying to help Ron Paul's, run in 2008 using our music. So, we hang with like-minded people and try to plant seeds where there's some doubt in others.
Right, and of course, if our listeners go to ADL.org.
Do a search.
Do a search, right, exactly. Just put Poker Face in, or... they can go to the extremism bar, and then read
extremism for America,
exactly. For America. Why would you want to be pro-America?
Yeah, God bless.
That's ridiculous. And I suggest that listeners, if they haven't already, go to that ADL website to realize what you're dealing with here.
The enemy is.
So that's okay. Right. Who the enemy is? That's absolutely correct. And of course, American Free Press has been exposing this and detailing these stories like this for many years, and you can go to AmericanFreePress.net and check that out. And again, Paul, I want to thank you so much for spending the time with me.
Well, thanks for having me.
Story. I'd love to
thanks
do it again.
Thanks for reaching out.
It's great. It's great. No, no. Hey, I appreciate it, man. People need to hear you. They need to hear, well, as far as I'm concerned, they need to hear your music because it's my kind of music. And like I said, like we said, if there's someone out there in the legal community, or if you think you know somebody in the legal community who might be interested in a what could be a very high-profile case, because I know from my experience with the New York Stock Exchange, and I beat the New York Stock Exchange along with, of course, my attorney. They wanted to shut me down, so it can be done. And,
right.
And so give Paul a call. Paul, give the number one more time.
The area code 610-442-6658.
Paul Tepeti. Paul, thanks for your time, man.
All right. God bless, brother.
Right,
thank you.
Take care.
You love me, but you only love the Texas I am for. You say that you need me, but what you need I find out true. And the times that I forgave you, you do it in my face. Now I no longer need you for the pain you bring to me. I'm losing my mind, I left you behind. The safe officials who like to break the golden rules. Now you know we got a hot rule to demand and do things right. Oh, we'll hang you from the high streets while we fight it through the night. I'm losing my mind, I left you behind. Oh, wasting my time. Setting up this global plan. Now they're trying to take our guns away.